Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Creator Empire podcast, where we talk about all the things behind the scenes of building your business as a creator. So full disclaimer, I've been a little bit behind and I am a little bit sick, but the reason why I'm behind is not because I'm sick. Unfortunately, I can't blame that as my reason. I've been a little behind because I'm trying to get into my routines and I'm trying to get my habits down on just showing up even when I'm busy or when maybe I don't want to 100% one day. And this is just always a process that I'm working on. And being that this podcast is out again and it's new again, I just want to get into the rhythm of actually showing up every single week and holding myself accountable. So I am filming this 2 weeks after my last episode went live. And now I'm going to make it a thing to obviously show up once a week. And if I'm not, feel free to call me out on it. But I am holding myself accountable and I really want you to hold yourself accountable too, which is why I'm even bubbling this topic up. And that's kind of a little bit about what we're talking about today. It's niching down and showing up even when you don't want to or don't know how to. Basically, I just want to get into my thoughts of niching down and if it's beneficial for you, if it's not beneficial for you. So, niching down, what is it? Do we do it? Do we not do it? What's the point? So if you want to niche down or if you don't know, I'm talking specifically about TikTok. I get a ton of questions from creators about posting on social media and if having a niche is actually beneficial for you. And I'm just going to tell you this. You can have a niche. You cannot have a niche. It all depends on your goals. There is no right and wrong, and you're going to figure it out along the way. So if you have no idea what you want your niche to be, that's okay. Don't have a niche. But if you have a specific content style that you like to create, or you just are ready to create for a certain topic, keep creating on that. And let me elaborate a little bit. So the benefits of having a niched down TikTok, for example, if you are constantly posting about the same type of content, say it's lifestyle and you're posting under this umbrella of lifestyle content, if you have one viral video, one of those videos hit, it goes viral, you get a ton of traction on your page, you're going to build more of a community and you're going to build a following a lot faster because that one video falls under the umbrella of all of your other videos. So now that person that saw your video clicks on your profile and goes over to your account, and now they see all this other content that you create similar to it, and they're going to follow you because they want to see more of that. Now, if you aren't niche down and say you posted that same video, but you also post about other things like your dog, getting your hair done, maybe it's tips about finances. If you're posting about all these random things, but a video of you in the lifestyle niche, maybe it was making your bed went viral, then all those people that click on your account after seeing that viral video are not going to follow you because your brand is not strong enough to keep them in, to reel them in, to get them to hit that follow button. I am very biased on niching down, but in a sense of you don't have to pick one niche and never change it again. And what I mean by this is I have had 8, probably 9 different niches, from finances, from Shein bikini hauls, from Amazon hauls, from lifestyle content, to vlogs, to days of my life. All of these niches I had, and eventually I found the niche that I have now, which is travel UGC content. When I found this niche that just like worked for me, I almost thought like the saying that they say of be your own niche, it really resonated with me. Like I was becoming my own niche. I was creating content that I wanted to create. I didn't feel like I had to copy people. I didn't feel like I have to use trends. I had this brand and this content that I was creating that was coming from me and not because of something that I had to follow. This is something that comes over time and it's a long process to get there. And yes, you can have a few viral videos in the beginning and move on to a different niche. That is okay. People may unfollow you. People might not like your content. That's a part of the process. And something I just recently heard was 95% of your journey is failure and 5% is success. Let that sink in. 95% of your journey is failure. You have to get used to failing. You have to think about failing as an opportunity because failing isn't an end all be all kind of thing. Failing is so you can get to that 5%. You have to fail to be successful. You have to do trial and error. You have to post constantly. You have to try different trends. You have to try different niches. You have to work with different brands. You have to put yourself out there in ways that you would have never thought you would before in order to be successful. Bringing it back to niching down or not niching down, you can not niche down and you can post content about whatever you like. It'll just be a little bit harder to gain a following and a steady community. Now, if you're not niched down, it might work a little bit better if you're a user-generated content creator, a UGC creator, and you want to work with multiple different brands. So now, just know that even if you are niched down, you're going to get brand deals from brands that aren't related to your niche because they're going to like your editing style. So if there is a part of you that doesn't want to niche down because you're afraid that certain brands won't want to work with you if you're only talking about your dogs or you're only talking about your home life or you're only doing lifestyle videos, if you're afraid that certain brands won't work with you because you're not within their niche, you are 100,000% wrong, because you can still work with brands that aren't related to your niche. It's just a conversation. They're still going to reach out, because at the end of the day, if you're creating content that you love and keep pushing content, brands are going to get their eyes on your page and they're going to reach out to you and ask you if you want to work with them. And then you have the option to say, I don't want to, that's not my niche, or yes, I'd love to work with you. Especially if it's UGC, because you don't have to post it on your account. So if you don't want to niche down just yet, and I don't really recommend it, try different niche styles, try different niches, go to the lifestyle route, try vlog content, try fitness content, try what do you do in your free time? Like what inspires you? What is your end goal? What do you want to create content around? And start to work your way down from that. Maybe you want to be a full-time travel creator, right? Maybe you want to get paid to travel. Maybe that's your end-all be-all goal. What is that goal? Work down from it. So my goal is to get paid to travel, have passive income, love what I do, and coach people. That's my end all be all goal. And how can I work down from that? Well, if I want to travel and get paid for it and coach people and help them, what type of content should I be posting? Well, travel content, probably UGC content because I coach on that. Just working your way down from the end goal to where you are now, and incorporating ways that you can get there a lot faster and strategies that you can start implementing now to find your niche later down the line. What worked for me, and I'm going to give you my little backstory now about how I got my 12,000 followers just within 1 month in January. And I am so mind blown by the whole process and how it even worked. And I've had viral videos before, but never seen such an impact on my account like this. And I just have to say, I only grew so fast because I was building a niche around my content. And I've had, I want to say like 7 to 10 videos go viral. And I've had about 4 to 5 that were past 1 million. And I never gained this many followers in such a short period of time, ever. And I truly believe it's because I have a niche now. Now, before, just a few weeks ago, I want to say it was December, I posted a video. I was at my friend's house and I posted a video of her wall because she's like going to school to be a psychological serial killer investigator, whatever. And I posted this 6-second long video and I just said something about when your friend is going to school to be a serial killer investigator, you have nothing to worry about and that's it. I posted that and it went so viral because there was like this case going on at the time. Everyone was seeing it. Everyone was commenting on it and pushing it even more. And I probably gained like a few hundred followers. Nonetheless, probably just about that many. And then it went viral again. It got pushed about a month later in January. Or not even January. It was the end of December. It got pushed out again. And I'm like, what the heck? And that's when it hit 1 million. So I never gained a huge following because of that. And also it was like, I know now I didn't gain a following because all those people came onto my account who didn't resonate with me. They didn't care about me or what I was posting. It's just that video was great. And that's basically what it is. It's like people come onto your content, they see a video that's going viral and getting pushed that you just posted, and they don't care about you, your story, your lifestyle yet until they can be pulled into your account and feel something from your content. Then they start to care about you and your content and your work, and they're inspired and they're entertained and they feel educated. Then they start to feel all these things because they want what you're doing, right? And that's the plan and that's the goal of niching. When you are niched down, you have your three content pillars, at least for me, and I want to entertain, educate, and inspire people. And that is how I create my content and keep pushing content. And when I had a video, I posted it the second week of January, just expressing how I gate or how I started working with Airbnbs. The video went massively viral. Within like 3 days, I think it hit like 300,000, and then it just kept growing, and then it stopped for like a week, and then it grew again to like 1 million. And now we finally stopped at 1 million, and I gained 12,000 followers from this video because all of those people clicked onto my profile and saw all of my other videos explaining more of my process and showing me actually doing the thing that I was quote unquote bragging about, talking about, expressing what I'm doing, inspiring others to do. So now I'm like super, super, super biased, obviously, because I was in the spot of not having a niche and just posting content to go viral, and the content would go viral, but it wouldn't gain the following. And now I have a niche. I created a video, it went viral, and I gained 12,000 followers. So it's just, obviously there's different ways to look at it, and it's not going to work the same for everyone, but having a niche is a little bit of a slower, steadier growth, but it's building a community and actually posting what you want to post around what you love. And that's basically the best way I can put it. Now, every time I'm trying to coach people and inspire others on how to create a TikTok account that you can grow a following and a community around, I am super open to the fact, and I always express, have different niches. Don't have a niche at first. Create as much content as possible and find what you love, and start creating content around what's actually working. So what I mean by that is, if you don't have a niche now, post content like there's no tomorrow. Try posting 1 to 3 times a day, 3 to 5 if you're like me and wanna push even more. Try pushing as much content as possible and kind of feel what works for you. So don't have a niche, and maybe one of them is you making your bed. Maybe another one is you going to the park. Maybe another one is you at the gym. You can do UGC. We can do your traveling experiences, post about being a mom, post about being a dad, all of these things that you can start posting about, and just keep creating content similar to all of those umbrellas and find one that hits. If you get a few videos that hit the couple thousand range, maybe they're going semi-viral, then recreate content around that same niche, and there you go. You have a niche. And if you don't like that niche, don't do it and move on to the next. And just keep doing some trial and error and find content that works for you, and then you'll end up finding your niche. All in all, it's okay if you don't have a niche now. You don't need one. There's only one way, in my opinion, to grow successfully, and it's by doing trial and error and seeing what works for you and doing what you actually love, because that's what is going to convert. That's what's going to build the brand. That's what's going to build the business and be successful, is you doing something that you're passionate about and you love, because it's going to show in your work. So with that all being said, those are my kind of pointers, tips and tricks, little golden nuggets on niching down and if it's worth it on TikTok. Just real cut, raw and dry. What do I actually think about niching down? And my advice to you. I hope you enjoyed this episode this week, and I will see you guys in the next one, because I'm going to be showing up every single week. I am holding myself accountable to it, and I can't wait to see you then.